Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
And here he is, the great one, Mark Levin, joining us on the line this morning. Always a pleasure when the great one drops by. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Brian. How are you, sir?
Of course, he's the host of the Mark Levin Show, heard here on WMAL, and his new venture is Levin TV, which is pretty good stuff. You should check it out. Mark, we got to get right to a big question.
Yes, sir.
Because it looks like the Senate today is going to move toward taking some kind of action on this concept of no fly, no buy. If indeed you're on the no-fly list because somebody has deemed you to be a risk, then you should not be able to buy a weapon. How do you feel about that? I mean, we were talking about it earlier, and we're going to actually ask our audience about this later. But my sense of it is I don't have a problem with that, but I know I understand that those who do have an issue. What's your sense of it?
Well, here's the problem. The problem is, let me give you an example. This guy who slaughtered all these people in Orlando, he had full criminal background checks in 2007 and 2013. Full criminal background checks. He was working for a contractor for DHS involved in security. He was interviewed twice by the FBI, 2013 and 2014, and then they took him off the list. He was rejected for body armor when he went in to get body armor, but he was approved through the FBI background check for additional weapons. He went to Saudi Arabia twice. We have no idea how his parents got here, but his father's an anti-American, pro-Taliban guy. He didn't use an AR-15, despite the propaganda.
Right.
I don't get it. Isn't that better? Isn't that more information? Isn't that significant background information on a guy? Forget about the no-fly list. This should have been a no-terrorist guy right here. Mm-hmm. So we seem to be comfortable, Brian. I have an idea. Nobody on the no-fly list and nobody on the terror list. Well, where are these lists coming from? We have 5 million people in this country on our visa lists who are supposed to leave. 480,000 last year alone. Who are they? Where are they? We don't know. Even if we had a wall, they're coming through the front door and they don't leave. We have people with box cutters on 9/11. We have Tim McVeigh who used fertilizer to blow up the federal building. And now we're saying, you know, if we just had the no-fly list, this guy, if he was on the no-fly list, he wasn't getting on a plane. And besides, they did background checks on this guy. How would any of this have stopped this guy? How would any of this have stopped San Bernardino? How would any of this have stopped what took place in Fort Hood? Not one of these proposals would have. You know why? Because politicians want you know what? We need common sense gun reform. Like we need common sense immigration reform, mm-hmm, and common sense health care reform. The very damn politicians who've created
Mark,
this situation.
You know, I know I love and respect you, but let me ask you this question. Isn't it common sense to say if we have determined that there, when we think there are about somewhere 50,000 people who are on the no-fly list right now, and the numbers are not accurate, but that's the best number we have. 50,000 people in this country are such a security risk that we don't think they should get on a plane. Shouldn't we also say they shouldn't actually go out and buy weapons either?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If they're here illegally, shouldn't they be deported?
Yeah, if they are, sure.
Well, who are they?
Well, this is the question.
Brian.
Yeah, I don't know who they are.
Talking about these lists. I don't know who.
I don't know if they're here legally. I don't know if they're not here legally.
Why don't we know who's on these lists?
Because it's not made public.
No, but they can give us information. Where are they from? What country are they from? What are their backgrounds? This is the first time in American history we're not allowed to know anything.
No.
During World War II, we were allowed to know. So we have these lists, and they sound great because we give them a title.
Yeah.
You know nothing about that list. I know nothing about that list. I don't even know who puts these lists together. I do know this. If it's the FBI, I assume they have some role. The same FBI under Obama that's not allowed to use the word jihadis. The same FBI that has a whole list of things they're not allowed to look at, words they're not allowed to use. But don't worry, everybody, we have a no-fly list. That had no effect on this guy who just slaughtered 49 people. You want to get serious? I'll tell you how to get serious. In 2011, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton prevented all immigration, all asylum applications, all refugees from Iraq for 6 months. Did you know that? They did that in 2011 because they found some terrorists had slipped through, and they realized our vetting process stinks.
Hmm.
Do you know what the GAO said about the asylum system last December? Hmm. It has systemic flaws, widespread fraud. Now, let's be honest. No-fly list, great. Terror list, great. These people are getting into the country. That's where you have to stop them at the border. How come in 2011 it wasn't racist to stop them at the border, but today it is?
Right. Our guest is Mark Levin, as if he needs an introduction. Mark, we only have a minute left.
You can call me Denali.
We only have a minute left, Mark, but I would love for you to just take a quick moment, because you've read the Federalist Papers many times. You know more about the founding and document of our country better than anybody, at least I think.
At least on WMAL.
At least on WMAL. Can you talk a little bit about the due process aspect of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and how that is in danger with this kind of idea of having a secret list kept by the government that preemptively prevents you from exercising your other rights, and then you, after the fact, have to go through and prove that you deserve your rights?
Well, you know, it's funny. It almost doesn't matter anymore what the Constitution says, because the Supreme Court has interpreted these things, you know. And the Supreme Court now makes the law, and I'm saying it very sarcastically, but in so many respects it's true. You can have a no-fly list or a terror list and create obstacles for people to get things like guns or get on airplanes and so forth up front and extend a period of time so you can investigate them. That's perfectly legitimate. So I don't even make the due process argument. A lot of the libertarian folks make the due process argument. I just make the common sense argument. That's the phrase we're supposed to use, right?
Right, common sense.
Which is this. We have an immigration system. What's the purpose of immigration? Does immigration mean that anybody in the world who wants to come to the United States can come here, that they have some unalienable right? No. The purpose of immigration, we Americans need to remember this. We get to decide who comes here, from where, if they'll contribute to our society. It used to be they talk about traditions and immigration. You went to Ellis Island. You had to demonstrate you didn't have any diseases or illnesses. You weren't going to be a ward of the state. You didn't have a criminal background. You weren't going to threaten the country. Today, it's reversed. You get to come into the country. Then we have to figure out if you should be here or not, and we don't even do that. What we need is a real immigration list. They want to talk about all these Band-Aid systems that affect you and me and the rest of the population.
Right.
Mark Levin, we got to leave it there, but we're glad we have you on WMAL, 6
pleasure.
To 9 every night. Listen for 3 hours and then check
you
out Levin TV.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark. Great stuff on Levin TV these days. You really got to check it out.
Good stuff.
And he's got a new makeup artist or something.
Oh, really?
He's
like, he looks very young.
Good luck. Yeah.
Oh.